The association is also very much part of the experience. Somehow in the Mangalarti or after the Mangalarti, I was like feeling a lot of love for the devotees here. And I was thinking that's also the result. Well, of course, you are all, it is a special group. They're very, very mature and sincere and intelligent. But it's also that process of guhyam akyati prichati, of revealing the mind in confidence. It brings out the love among devotees, fosters the love among devotees. And today, even though there won't be much verbal communication, but still that support of the group will be there. When we're making our efforts, we'll see the other devotees and we'll think how they're so sincere in their efforts and they're persevering, and we should also take courage and strength from their example and association. The Mona Vrat is really an important part of it. Not only do we save time by not talking, but we save a lot of mental energy. Of course, it wouldn't be so true in this group because we sort of become close to each other and feel comfortable with each other. But often when we meet someone or see someone, we think, should I approach the person? Should I greet the person? Should I say something to the person? If I do, what should I say? And maybe I'm more mental than most people, but then if I do start up a conversation, where could it go? Am I going to get entangled if it goes too far? But then again, if I don't approach the person, will the person feel offended? And that's going to be the worst thing. I'll be like offending a Vaishnav. And then I'll say something, and then the person will say something, and afterwards I'll think, what did the person actually mean by that? Why did the person say that to me? What was the person really trying to say? What was Krishna trying to say through the person? And a lot of mental energy is consumed in the process of speaking and thinking about speaking before and after. So that's also a very great boon that everyone knows that we're not talking. So we don't even have to think about it. Just chant in here. Yeah. Just chant in here, and I brought a small deity. Well, I haven't put him out yet because I wasn't sure whether we're going to keep Tulsi there or put her on the table here. But I brought a small deity of Haridas Thakur from Jagannath Puri. The craftsman says that he was made from the wood from the Siddhabukul tree where Haridas Thakur used to sit and chant. And the Siddhabukul tree is one of the few associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his associates, Haridas Thakur and others, who's still alive. Siddha Bhakulchri is there. He witnessed Lord Chaitanya's visits there and his pastimes with Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And no one is allowed to, like, cut the tree. Obviously, that would be a great offense. But a few years ago, there was a very heavy storm, and a limb from the tree just fell down. So since then, craftsmen have been claiming that this is from the Siddha Bakul tree. We don't know, but it is Haridas Thakur, and he is from Jagannath Puri, and we know he is very powerful and merciful, so I guess we'll... Do we have a plan for Tulsi, whether she'll be there or at the center?
We'll put her in the center.
So maybe we'll put Haridas Thakur there, too. Yeah, well, that was Haridas Thakur's process, to chant in front of Tulsi. And Srila Prabhupada writes that anyone can follow this process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in front of the Tulsi tree and achieve wonderful results. It's a series of verses and purports about Haridas Thakur chanting beside the Tulsi tree. And of course Tulsi is so auspicious, so powerful and merciful, that the prostitute who came to seduce Haridas Thakur and expose him, just by circumambulating the Tulsi tree and of course hearing the holy name from the lips of Haridas Thakur, she became purified. She became a great devotee in her own right. So we'll have both Haridas Thakur and Tulsi plant. And Sri Prabhupada, the previous acharyas, and all of you, and the time, and the facility, and the mandate. So we have everything we could possibly need or want, and so we should immerse ourselves fully in this. In this process, give ourselves fully to this process without reservation. And things will happen, wonderful things will happen. They may happen today, but there have been devotees who have reported that they didn't get so much on the actual day. I don't know if that would be true of anyone here. But then the next morning, they got a lot of mercy. So, again, we're just, sitting and pronouncing the words and listening, trying to chant and hear with affection for our beloved Radha and Krishna. Sometimes there's a question, because we've received the holy name by the mercy of the Panchatattva, and because Hare and Krishna, so we're thinking of Radha and Krishna, which is our ultimate goal. But still, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So we think of him and Srila Prabhupada, well, all of Krishna's associates, Mahaprabhu's associates. Once Sasarupa Maharaj approached Srila Prabhupada and said, "Now you're here, so if we have any questions, we can ask you and you will answer. But what will we do when you're not here?" And Srila Prabhupada replied, "The holy name of Krishna and Krishna are the same. Do you realize this fact?" So you can get all answers. Last night I was thinking of I guess it was at the back of my mind or somewhere in my mind, thinking of a problem that I had to deal with. And while chanting and looking at the words to the mantra, I find that very powerful in focusing the mind. And it was like feeling, you know, Krishna's presence, Radha Krishna's presence. And feeling that, like, almost like they're speaking to me, that, like, you know, yeah, we're your best friends. We're just waiting for you to turn to us, and you know, we can solve all of your problems. Like with the kirtans and Juhu, that same idea that he or she who poses as the best friend isn't really the best friend, but he or she who tells you that Krishna is your best friend is really your best friend. So we can also tell our minds that Krishna is our best friend and we should surrender to him in the form of the holy name. In the process of japa. And again, we're not demanding anything of Krishna. He knows what we need and what we want, even with our saying so. But he can certainly, if he wishes, he can give us insights beyond what we could come up with by our own analytical endeavors. Because if we think, you know, if I have a problem, who's going to have a better idea of how to deal with it, me or Krishna? Well, it's pretty obvious. So this is time to surrender to Krishna. We can pray. I mean, of course, during the act of course, that prayerful mood can be in the heart, even when we're chanting, but we wouldn't verbalize, I mean, even mentally, usually the prayer while we're chanting, we just try to hear. But, you know, Harinam Chintamani, the holy name is a Chintamani gem, can fulfill all desires. So you should always be careful what our desires are. And as Srila Prabhupada says, as repeatedly said, the only desire of a devotee is to serve. And so when we chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, we're actually calling the names of Radha and Krishna. And if you call someone's name and they respond, yes, what do you want? So we're calling the names of Radha and Krishna, and if they respond, which they will implicitly, Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. What do you want? Well, what will we answer?
To go back to my
Yeah, we'll say, you want to engage in your service. You want to revive our relationship with you. We want to develop love for you. And there can be, I guess, more detailed answers, but all in the same vein of serving Krishna, serving the spiritual master, serving the parampara, serving the devotees. And wonderful things can happen, powerful things can happen. As we mentioned, sometimes stuff comes up, but that's also part of the process of purification. The stuff that's sort of been lying dormant under the surface is arising and going away, getting out. So it's all good. I think of a prayer of Prithu Maharaj to the Lord, in which he says that generally people in the bodily concept of life pray for things that are not really in their best interest. So I don't want to pray to you for any such material benefit, but rather as the father does whatever is best for the child without being asked, similarly you do whatever is best for me without my suggesting what you should do. And the surrendered devotee accepts whatever mercy the Lord gives. Sometimes the father will, praise the child. Sometimes he'll correct the child. You know, sometimes the parent will give sweet candy to the child, sometimes give a bitter medicine to the child. And it's all for the child's benefit. The child might, like we were saying, the mind is like a child. The child might say, oh, I want candy, I don't want bitter medicine. But the parent knows what's best for the child, and the surrendered devotee knows that the Lord knows what's best for him and accepts whatever the Lord administers to him as the Lord's mercy upon him for his ultimate benefit. Because our ultimate goal is to become qualified to enter into the personal association of the Lord. And whatever process of purification is required to prepare us for that privilege is happily accepted by a devotee. And that this is the process to get that mercy, this chanting. Hope the mind can actually land on the holy name. Yogi Purush Prabhu always uses that phrase, like the mind is flying all over, but if it lands on the holy name, then you really experience something. And really know what Panchatattva and Srila Prabhupada came to give us.